was a little afraid of kids' records because they tend to be a little saccharine or, you know, over-sentimental or, frankly, just hideously overbearing. So, and I don't let my kid listen to any of that stuff.
While Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Old MacDonald's Farm may be classic kids' music, having to listen to them over and over again might drive an adult a little bit crazy. Luckily, there are options. Natalie Merchant's latest release is a collection of lullabies that will soothe both parent and child. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Natalie Merchant has written a lot of songs in her storied career. At the age of 18, she took over as the main lyricist and vocalist for 10,000 Maniacs. And since leaving the band in 1993, she's gone on to have a very successful solo career, selling millions of copies of records. But on her latest release, Natalie takes a step back from writing. The songs on the new double disc titled Leave Your Sleep are adaptations of lullabies from 19th and 20th century British and American writers. Natalie spent years doing research for the project, which originally began as an idea that she had to make a lullaby record, as she told FUV's Alisa Ali.
I thought maybe a lullaby record would be nice, because I could still do mature music, but it could be appealing to parents and, you know, and lull their children to sleep, which is, believe me, once you have a screaming infant that only responds to one voice or one song, and for my child it was Lost Cause by Beck. And my daughter would scream in the car like her limbs were being amputated from the time she was born until she was two. Once she got strapped in like a little space monkey, she would just start screaming, and I would just put that particular song on. And if I get the chance to meet Beck,
you will thank
I will
him.
Tell him. And he'll probably be, you know, mystified, because when people used to tell me, your music puts my child to sleep,
right,
I think,
that's
is
not
that
really
a compliment?
Great.
And now I know it's the greatest compliment you can pay an artist. Like, you saved my sanity.
Well, if no one ever marries me, and I don't see why they should. Nurse says I'm not pretty, and you know I'm seldom good. Seldom good. Well, if no one ever marries me, I shan't mind very much. Buy a squirrel in a cage and a little rabbit hutch. No one marries me. No one marries me. No one marries me. No one marries me. Well, if no one marries me.
You collaborated with so many different artists on this record. I mean, over 100 different musicians you've recorded with, right?
Mind-boggling.
So how...
quantity of people.
Yeah,
lots of charts. I remember the guy that did, Stephen Barber, who was one of the arrangers, came in the room and he saw this wall chart that was like 7 by 5 feet long.
Oh my gosh.
It was huge. And he said, the Germans, he was from Texas, and he said, the Germans don't even have a word for this, Natalie. This organization.
Wow.
Each one of those 100 musicians had to be transported and accommodated and fed and paid and, you know, on top of being serviced with the music and then rehearsed and actually get the performance on tape.
Oh, I'm in love with the janitor's boy, and the janitor's boy is in love with me. Oh, I'm in love with the janitor's boy, and the janitor's boy is in love with me. He's going to hunt for a desert island, a geography. Desert island with spicy trees. Somewhere in Sheepshead Bay, the right nice place just fit for two.
The Janitor's Boy, a song from Natalie Merchant's new double CD, Leave Your Sleep. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.